Today's scripture is from Romans 8, 35 through 39. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will hardship or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all day long. We are counted as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life nor angels nor rulers nor things present nor things to come nor powers nor height nor depths nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of Christ Jesus our Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Good morning. So I have a confession to make. As I was preparing the sermon, I was at first very excited, talking about how to not live a life of fearfulness, but to live a life of fearless. And I even had a special handout that I still have. But to be honest, my heart was not in it. Maybe my brain was a little bit tired as well. I'd been working on the message for Emmanuel's service. So I decided then instead of giving the planned sermon, and I'll do that next Sunday, and I even have the handouts today if you want to read ahead on the scripture passages that I'll use for next Sunday. But I wanted to then instead share with you the message that I gave yesterday for Emmanuel's service. I think it'd be nice for the church to have time to just continue to think and honor and celebrate Emmanuel. I know some were not able to go to the service yesterday for various reasons. I'm thankful for those who stayed and led our children in the vacation Bible school, and others had other commitments or work to do. But I wanted to share the message. It is a little short, so we'll have some time at the end, and I'm giving you a heads-up warning for others if they'd like to share about Emmanuel. Just stand up and say something, 30 seconds or a fond memory they have of him. So think about doing that as well at the end of the message. Hear these words first for prayer. Lord, I ask that this message speak your truth, that the scripture from Romans, also present in Emmanuel's message from yesterday's service, be heard by us, and that we know our reflections are true to you, Lord. In your son's name, amen. So I apologize for those who heard the sermon yesterday, but I wanted to share again. So I have had the pleasure of knowing Emmanuel Lind for nearly 7 years. It's been my honor to be his pastor and to truly get to know what a special person he was. Many of our conversations and our text messages to each other ended in prayer. My last message to Emmanuel on the Tuesday before he passed away was saying to him that I'd be praying for God's healing to be upon him, that he may return home soon. And when we talk about home, Emmanuel was always proud of his Northridge home. He had purchased it a few years ago, and many of us in the church had the pleasure of going to the open house that he had. He showed us all the technology that he had put in the house and the smooth floors for his wheelchair that he had installed, and he was also hoping that it'd be a home that eventually his parents could live with him in. But we also know that Emmanuel knew that he had another home, his faith home here at church, and with his AACF fellowship at UCLA, and then his final home he knew about, the heavenly home at his father's side. We know that now Emmanuel is in his father's home, no longer being held down by physical pain or the disabilities or the many things in life that he faced. But I don't want us to think about Emmanuel's life as one full of pain or burdens. Emmanuel, you know him, he wouldn't want us to think that way. We all know how Emmanuel was. He was so full of life, of laughter and joy. He had what we call that 1,000-watt smile. And I remember even when Emmanuel got braces, he didn't stop smiling. He still had that great smile. Whereas many people who get braces tend to be very conscious about them and smile less. But Emmanuel didn't do that. Emmanuel loved being with friends. He loved being at school. He loved being at church. And he also loved being at Disneyland, one of his favorite places. If you knew Emmanuel, he also loved traveling. He's been to Florida, to the Grand Canyon, to Hawaii, a cruise with his mother. He always had a way of looking at the positive things in life. I'd like to say then that Emmanuel, he conquered life. He conquered life in all he did. He conquered life even at the beginning of his own life, Born at 28 weeks and weighing only 2 pounds and 9 ounces, he was a miracle child who grew stronger, who survived, and finally went home after 3 months in the hospital. Emmanuel conquered life in all he did. He continued to grow and was successful in his studies. He was even valedictorian of his middle school. Emmanuel conquered life in all he did. He had Christ in his heart, and he was a faithful disciple in all the church ministries he was involved in. Here at Chinese United Methodist Church, at the WANA Club at nearby Christian School, at the AACF Christian Fellowship at UCLA, he conquered life in all he did. When he worked for Cisco or for IBM, he even when he was in the hospital would ask his mom to bring his laptop to him so he could still do work. Emmanuel conquered life in all he did, even when he was sick and in the hospital. The doctors, the nurses, the hospital workers, he also cared for people. He wanted to know how they were doing. I remember visiting Emmanuel, and one time, the first time, it was around lunchtime, and he had asked his mom to bring food for me just so I'd have some food to eat during my visit. Or another time, I visited him late at night, maybe around 9 p.m., and he sent his mom to a nearby store in Westwood to get shave ice because he remembered I had once lived in Hawaii and it was one of my favorite desserts. That's how Emmanuel was. He was such a blessing. His name itself, Emmanuel, means God with us. God is with us. And the scripture passage from the book of Romans that was read, I happened to use this one as I was showing his mother the different passages. She liked this one as well. Reminds us of the Apostle Paul, who's writing to the people in Rome and saying to them in the letter of Romans that God was with them. They were facing hard times, but to let them know to be not fearful, but to trust in God. For God had given them the gift of Jesus' Son, and the love of Christ would see them through all the hard times, through all the distress and all the sufferings they were being faced. As Paul wrote in Romans 8, verse 37 to 39, "No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, or anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord." This was a powerful message to the people of Rome then, and it is a powerful message to us today. God is saying, do not give up hope, but to instead be conquerors of life and all the troubles that we have. But know that you have God's love to see you through these things. The message here is to not give up, and we want to take comfort in these words, to be conquerors of life just as Emmanuel was. We know what Emmanuel had such a positive attitude. One of his favorite sayings, and he often printed this in the emails he would send out with his medical updates, he always said, "When you feel you just can't take it anymore, take it to the Lord." And I made the people on the funeral service yesterday repeat it, and I invite you now to repeat it again. When you feel you just can't take it anymore, take it to the Lord. That was Emmanuel's motto in life. How wonderful it was that he lived that way because he knew he could take all his burdens and troubles to the Lord, and the Lord would see him through these things. The Lord was with him all the time. As Emmanuel's name, God is with us, reminded him. God was with Emmanuel when he was in the hospital, NICU, when he was born. God was with Emmanuel as he grew up in a happy home loved by his parents, Karen and Paul. God was with Emmanuel in his studies through elementary school and PhD work at UCLA. God was with Emmanuel as he learned in Chinese school on weekends, as he participated in the WANA Club, and as he was a faithful member here at Chinese United Methodist Church. And God was with Emmanuel each time he was in the hospital. And he was with him on July 12th. As the doctors and nurses were preparing him for the procedure, God was with him. As his mother kissed him one last time, God was with him. And as Emmanuel took his last breath that day, God was with him. And Emmanuel is now in heaven with our Lord God. Emmanuel is now with God. He is reunited with God and also reunited with his father Paul in heaven. Emmanuel is with God. He is walking. He is running. He is dancing. He is joyful in heaven. And he is also with God now, looking down upon us here and reminding us to be conquerors of life and take it to the Lord. Let us pray. Lord, we've heard this message again, some for the first time, but also some again. But we know that in life we will face many trials and tribulations, but we remember the words of the book of Romans. To be conquerors of life, to not let heights or depths or trials or tribulations bring us down, but to have Christ in our life instead. To remember how Emmanuel lived his life, a conqueror of life himself, and all that he did and the way he lived his life, in the way he fully put his trust in you, Lord, knowing that through you all things are possible. And while Emmanuel is absent from the body, he is so present with you, Lord, laughing and dancing and singing, reunited with you, his Father in heaven. In your Son's name, amen.